Hello and welcome to the Sports Fathers, episode number 15, recorded on the 2nd of May, 2013. Playoffs? You talking about playoffs? On today's show, we go over our picks for the quarterfinals and the NHL playoffs, and even take a stab at choosing our picks for the Stanley Cup Finals. It's all coming up next. And we are back for a hard-hitting, action-packed NHL playoff episode, or at least as action-packed and hard-hitting as a couple of busy priests could provide, that is. Anyway, I'm Father Daryl Millette in Watson, Saskatchewan, and joining me tonight is Father Jeffrey Young in Saskatoon. Hello, Father Jeff.
How are you doing, Father Daryl?
I'm doing well, watching a little bit of hockey here and there. How are you?
Watching a lot of hockey here and there, so no, I'm doing well.
Yeah. Great stuff. And so the other couple of priests that we usually have with us are busy this evening, but they've assured us that they will be sending their playoff predictions shortly, so hopefully we'll have those in the show notes. But all I had in mind for today was to take a look at the first round of the NHL playoffs. There's already been some games that have taken place, and to give our picks and our insights such as they are on each of these series. So would you like to start in the West or in the East?
Let's start in the East.
All right. East. The first seed against the eighth seed is Pittsburgh versus the New York Islanders. And I don't think it's a huge surprise that Pittsburgh is already out to a rather commanding 1-0 lead.
No, not a surprise. Before the first game, I would have predicted probably Pittsburgh in five, but I think that Pittsburgh's going to sweep the series now.
Yeah, even with the injuries that they have, though?
Yeah, they got just so much depth, and I think the Islanders might... No, I'm going to stay with my prediction. Pittsburgh in five. I think the Islanders will probably maybe win game two here. Game three, maybe, in New York, or Brooklyn, I suppose. But I'll give it Pittsburgh in five.
You know, with James Neal being hurt, and who knows when he's going to return, and with Sidney Crosby still not in the game, this is really showing the depth of the Penguins. It's incredible to see.
Is Neal actually hurt? I think he played the game one.
He left in the second period and didn't return.
Oh, that's not good. In my hockey pool.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, no, he didn't return. So I don't know what the extent of his injury is, but I mean, it really shows how deep this team is, though. The fact that they can run through the Islanders to that extent. So I'm going to pick Pittsburgh as well, and I'm going to go for a sweep. So we're both agreeing on Pittsburgh. It's just whether or not the Islanders can pull off one win at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'll get one at home. I'm sure that crowd will be very excited because the Islanders, I don't think they've been in the playoffs for like 13 years or something like that. It's been a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm personally pulling for Pittsburgh to win anyway, just because I'm a big Flames fan and I want Iginla to get his cup.
Yeah.
You're a Flames fan too.
Yeah, I got some personal. I definitely would love to see Iggy do well or at least get to the finals again, but... Yeah.
Excellent. The 2 seed versus the 7 seed, Montreal versus Ottawa. Game one was this evening in Montreal, and Ottawa came out to a victory.
Yeah.
4-2 win.
Yeah. And now in this series, in my preparing for my pool, I predicted Ottawa would upset Montreal in this series. And I was thinking in 7 games.
Okay. Are you still sticking with that one?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially after the first game. But
you know, before the first game, I think I would have taken Montreal, but if Craig Anderson can keep up that pace, he stopped 48 shots tonight.
Yeah.
And if he can keep up that pace, boy, oh boy, I think I might be leaning towards the upset as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Ottawa in, well, let's keep the consistency going, 6. So one less game than you picked.
Sure.
consistency. I mean, I think Montreal could come back. You know, PK Subban had an incredible game today.
Yeah.
Carey Price, he had some flashes of brilliance. stopped some goal or some shots that should have been goals, and then he let in a couple of stinkers, or at least definitely one stinker for sure.
That sounds like Carey Price. Pretty typical.
Yeah. And Ottawa, they just they hung on and rode Anderson. And now you watched that game tonight, right?
Yeah.
So was Craig Anderson trying to score a goal with an empty net with about 8 seconds left?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
See that? he took a shot and it went off of like his own defenseman or something and didn't get past the blue line.
Oh, really?
But it looked to me like he was trying to score.
A little risky.
Well, 8 seconds left, I guess.
Yeah. But
it's one of those things. I don't know if you'd want to egg on another team at this stage of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably not the best thing in the world. the one goal that Montreal had called back tonight, I fully agreed with that call because, I mean, the stick of Prust was basically up in the guy's neck. So,
yeah.
There's no way you could have saved it. But you saw the hit on Lars Eller tonight?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I think it was pretty clean hit. It was an unfortunate pass coming out of the zone, and not that I really blame that guy himself. He's kind of a newbie and stuff. It was just dangerous pass, and he got part of the body, and it was a shoulder check, and he wasn't like going for the head or anything. It was just the angle and the speed of the hit. So in the replay, it looked a lot cleaner. When it actually happened and there was blood everywhere, I think the ref, as they were making, commentators were saying, the ref had to make a call and give a penalty, but I don't think it's a suspension. I don't think it wasn't intentionally dirty or anything.
No, he didn't leave his feet. It wasn't interference. It was called interference, but I mean, he had the puck basically.
Yeah.
This was Eric Griba.
Griba, I'm not sure.
hitting Lars Eller after Rafael Diaz did a total suicide pass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of pass we would make in rec hockey. When you're playing with the big boys in the NHL, body contact, not such a good idea.
Yeah, good.
But I'm fully in agreement with you. Actually, Carey Fraser, former NHL ref, had a little segment on TSN this evening where he went through the hit and he basically came out to the exact same conclusion. Mm. It was a body on body hit with some incidental head contact, clean hit, bad result.
Yeah, no, that happens. It's a fast paced, aggressive game, especially in the playoffs. So I think there won't be a suspension. It'll be pretty, I think it won't be a big situation or anything like that, but no, it's going to be a good series. I think it's going to be a 6-7 game series and it's going to be pretty exciting to watch.
I agree. I think we're in for a good one with this one.
Yeah.
Washington, New York Rangers. Washington wins this evening.
Yeah. I think the Rangers are going to win the series. Now I'm a little skewed because of the first game, but, Washington's got the home ice advantage, right? It's like they're
won
at home.
Yeah.
I think this series will be a 6 or 7 game series, but I'll say New York and 6.
New York Rangers and 6. Now the Rangers actually were the pick that I had for the Eastern Conference at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah. Was I in that broadcast or?
Don't think you made it into that one.
Forget my predictions. I think I said Pittsburgh in the East and in the West. I didn't say Chicago. I didn't know that at the time. But okay. I think Pittsburgh and it might have been LA that I was thinking might repeat. But
did anybody know Chicago would come out to that kind of start?
No, I don't think so. but they are my pick now, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that one, yeah, for sure. No, the Rangers were my pick at the beginning of the season, but I think just with the way that Washington's been playing in the last part of the season, and even tonight, I think I go for Washington in 6. So that's our first divergence in team picks.
Yeah, that's good.
But I think I'm going to go with Washington. They're just playing really well.
Mm.
But you never know. I think that's going to be a good series too.
Yeah, I think it'll be close.
And then the last series in the Eastern Conference... Number 4 versus number 5 seed, Boston versus Toronto. What are your predictions?
My predictions, going in was definitely Boston. I'll say Boston in five.
Yeah. I mean, Toronto did not look good at all in that one game. I think they, I don't know if they were just too excited to actually be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're a young team, and if they get, they're going to keep it, each game is going to be close within a goal or two, but Boston's going to win the series.
Yeah, it's just the experience factor, I think.
Yeah, a better team.
Better, well, that too. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, not to disappoint any Leaf fans, but I don't think they'd be surprised. They're happy just to be there.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if Toronto does make a decent series of it, then I think they're laying some good foundations for future seasons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they're, I like the, I'm hoping the Flames can be there in about 6 years in a similar way, like rebuild and just start over. But,
yeah. Well, I'm also going for Boston. I'm going to say a six, though, just because you never know.
You said six?
I said six. You bring it back to the Air Canada Center. You never know.
Yeah, I think they'll get one in Toronto.
Okay. I guess I'm going for two. So
Boston will finish them off then at home.
Yeah. There's also a suspension resulting out of that first game.
Oh, who's that?
Ferentz got suspended one game for a pretty wicked elbow.
Former Flame there.
Yes. Yes.
Good chap.
But so I guess they are giving the suspensions out.
Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't a good hit. Anyway, I can't remember who it was on, but yeah.
I'm sure he deserved it.
Sure. Go for the Gordie Howe hat trick. Get into a fight as well.
Yeah.
And I just got the picks from Father Travis, who's unable to be with us in the episode tonight, but he's picking in the Eastern Conference, Penguins in five. So basically he's agreeing with you. He picks Washington in seven. So he's agreeing with me, but he thinks it'll take one more game. Boston in five. And the Habs in six. He's having faith in the Habs on this one. But yeah, that's Father Travis's picks.
Okay. Well, that's good. Nice. Yeah, mostly consensus.
Mostly. I don't think it's terribly, especially now that we've seen it, you know, a few games.
Yeah.
You know, I think it might have been a little bit different before the series started.
Yeah, I don't like making predictions once we're in, because then my cleverness is not as clear, because I, other than the only game I think that I didn't really expect was the, I thought New York would come out and win the first game in the Washington series, but I think they'll still win the series.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe, you never know. Maybe the home factor for Washington just kind of kicked in there too.
Yeah. Is there any other teams in the East where we've made all our picks?
We've made all our picks in the East, all four series.
Okay.
So moving on.
Go West, my son.
Go West, young man. All right. The first seed versus the eighth seed. Does Minnesota have any chance at all against Chicago?
Yes, but they won't win.
Okay.
I think it will be... I actually think Chicago in six.
Oh, really?
Minnesota's going to scrap their way into a couple wins. Almost like the first game there, they almost did.
And how about the play of that Josh Harding?
Yeah, he's from Saskatchewan, eh? Regina. Yeah.
Regina, Saskatchewan goaltender. Put into the game because Backstrom got hurt during the warm-up.
Yeah.
And Harding, now he was the goalie who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in September or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So he hasn't actually played that much this season. They've been limiting his action, and wow.
Yeah, he's only played three games, you know. And he was pulled one or two of them. So, he is coming in fresh, and he did an excellent job for that, all things considered.
Yeah, for sure. I think Chicago is just too deep, though. I mean, they're very similar to Pittsburgh in that way.
Yeah.
And I think possibly even, you know, quite a bit healthier, too. I'm going to say Chicago in five.
Good call.
And Father Travis, what he just sent me here, he's going for Chicago in a sweep.
Huh.
No, I don't know. It might be a sweep, but they might be all overtime games. Who knows?
Yeah, it'd be pretty interesting, actually, but... Yeah, without, I mean, Backstrom might be back, though. I don't know. And he's an exceptional goalie. Like, he'll stand on his head. So that's why I'm giving them a couple wins.
And speaking of the Blackhawks, I've had some feedback. I put out a quick note on Twitter and Facebook this evening about asking people for what their picks were going to be. And so far we've got, Lori is a major Chicago fan. Christina is also saying the Blackhawks. So there's some definite support for the Blackhawks. I know Sister Helena Burns on Twitter has been very, very vocal in her Blackhawks support all year long. So
I'm just impressed. We have ladies listening from the States there.
Well, Lori's from Saskatchewan, but yes.
Oh. Well, I'm not so impressed then.
No, we love the fact that you're all listening. Feel free to share the podcast around. There's my shameless plug for the night.
Plug it in.
Exactly. But yeah, there seems to be a lot of Chicago support out there, and I think it's very justified this season.
Yeah, well, I mean, they lost, what, 5 games all season? And I mean, you have to lose 4 in a 1 series to actually be eliminated. So the odds are very good that they're going to be in the finals.
Yeah. But we'll get to our overall final picks after this, I think. We'll just to throw them out there. But to keep going through the Western Conference, the number 2 seed, Anaheim, versus the 7 seed, Detroit. Anaheim won the first game. Timo Salani. 42-year-old Timo Salani scored a goal, pivotal goal in that last game.
Yeah. It's Anaheim, Detroit, right?
That's right.
And they're playing right now, and Detroit's up, I think, 2-3.
Oh, really?
But my prediction for that series was actually Detroit. I don't know if I call an upset, but yeah, upset in Anaheim. And I'm sticking with that. But I think in 7 games, I think it's going to be a nice, long, entertaining series. The first game definitely was good, and this next game is pretty interesting.
Detroit and Anaheim. You know, this one I'm kind of torn there, too. There's definitely experience factor in both teams. You know, both teams have a number of players who've been here before. But I tending to agree with you that I think Detroit just might pull us out. And they are up 3-1 right now in the second period, towards the end of the second period, as we're recording.
Huh.
So I'm going to say Detroit, and I'm going to totally agree with you on this. We're going for a 7. We're going the distance on this one.
Totally.
Father Travis, what did he send me here? I'm just loading up his text. Father Travis is going Anaheim in 6. And I think there's a case be made there, too.
For a guy that's too busy to be on the podcast, he's responding quickly.
He sure is.
Hopefully he's not celebrating Mass or something that he should be focusing on.
Well, that would have been entertaining.
Well, that would be a good excuse. Other than that, there's no excuse for missing the sports fathers.
Or maybe, right? You know, taking polls during his homily.
Yeah.
So who here thinks Detroit's going to win? Hands up. You think I should do that tomorrow morning at Mass? Actually, I have a grad Mass tomorrow evening. That could be fun.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
You should have did it before before we did this whole wager here on predictions to get some information for you.
Sure.
The winner of this these predictions after the 4 rounds, I don't know, someone have to buy supper or something for them or something.
That could work.
We'll figure it out if I win.
Yeah. The next one, number 3 seed versus 6, Vancouver versus San Jose.
Yeah, and they haven't, have they played yet?
They did, and San Jose won.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to look like I'm cheating here, but my prediction was actually San Jose to beat Vancouver, and I think they'll do it in 6 games.
San Jose in 6. Now, the interesting thing with Vancouver is that Luongo started game 1 and he's starting game 2 as well. And from the sounds of it, he did actually not too badly.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been there before.
I think they'll probably ride Luongo. If he loses the next game, they'll go to Schneider. But yeah, I don't think they're not going to lose because of goaltending, though, but they're going to lose.
You know, I think I'm thinking Vancouver. And I'm going to put it down to 7, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And Father Travis, Oh, Father Travis agrees with me. Okay. He says Vancouver in seven. I think that one's going to be a nice long series as well.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun, and I do think Vancouver's down. They're down quickly. Down for the count.
Oh, dear. I know we got a number of listeners who are definite Vancouver fans. Hello, Harrison.
Hello.
And the last series in the quarterfinals, number four seed St. Louis versus the defending Stanley Cup champions, Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that game's still going on, but my pick
was tied 1-1 in the third period right now, game two.
Yeah, my pick going in was St. Louis. I took them in my draft quite handedly.
Yeah.
And I think St. Louis in six games and defeat the Stanley Cup champs.
Yeah. You think Quick can bounce back from his little minor gaffe in the first game?
Well, he already did. He's having a good game, but I think that happens to even the best goalies. Like, yeah. Hasek used to do things like that even when he was on top of the world. And
yeah.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think they're going to score, though. That's...
Remember in 2006, the Edmonton-Carolina final, and Ty Conklin comes in?
Yeah.
Does the same thing.
Are you watching the game right now?
Nope.
Elliot, the Blues goalie, is... Something happened here. I got bummed to bits. He's okay.
Oh, okay.
They brought out the trainers, and he was on the ice, and I'm like, oh. It kind of flashed out for a while. The PBR started. It kicked in, and it turned the show off, so I was surprised what happened. But
oh, okay.
Halak is on the bench as well, so.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm probably not uploading this episode till Friday morning, so.
Oh.
By the time people listen to this, they'll be like, okay, then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, as soon as we know who wins this game, I'm going to let you know. That's why it's important. But anyways, my prediction with St. Louis was six, did I say, right?
You did, yes.
And who did you pick?
You know what? I think the factor of the Stanley Cup champion is going to kick in. I'm going to say LA in six.
Hmm.
But, you know, in about 11 minutes or however long is left in the third period, I might be wanting to change my position if St. Louis wins both at home. I don't know.
Yeah, indeed.
But that's what I was thinking. Father Travis is thinking St. Louis in six. So he agrees with you on that.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good series, too. I mean, St. Louis is hitting and hitting and hitting.
Yeah, St. Louis is the LA of this year.
Yeah.
They're just going to surprise a lot of people, and they're going to, I think, go to the conference finals, at least. Maybe not the finals, but...
No, I agree. I think you got a good case there.
I'm cheering for our Jay Boumeister, too, and Jordan Leopold as well, both defensemen that I really liked at the Flames, but I'm glad they are.
What about Mr. Sutter? He already won one, I guess.
Championship, and he left us, so I don't...
Regier
on LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good Christian fellow.
Former Flame.
But he's been gone for so long, I forgot about him.
Oh, okay. Well, this gets to the big question then. Who is your pick to win the whole shooting match?
We're going to do that now?
Well, let's just, for the sake of having fun.
Okay. Who's going to win it all? If I had a pick right now because of injuries and stuff, I would have to say Chicago and Pittsburgh in the finals. And no, I think Pittsburgh will win it. I think I think Crosby will be back in a game or two. They're taking them slow, but there's no rush. They got so much depth that it'll be okay. But I'm going to go with Pittsburgh and Chicago in the finals, and Pittsburgh is going to win. It's going to be a nice series. I'm going to say seventh game.
Now, at the beginning of the... you're going to say seventh. Wow.
Yeah.
That should be good.
That'd be a good series if that happens.
Yeah, we'll get our Stanley Cup winner by about July the 4th or so.
Yeah, I might not have TV by then.
Yeah, you're moving coming up pretty quickly
You can send me carrier pigeons. Tell me how the game's going. Yeah.
The joys of being priests. In our diocese, we move... before the first weekend in July. So yeah, your life's going to be in boxes right around then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm already packing. I'm gonna preemptively pack.
Good plan. At the beginning of the season, I picked, as I mentioned before, New York Rangers, and I picked Vancouver as the West representative.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Father Travis picked Boston, Vancouver. Father Andrew picked Detroit, Washington. So hey, we picked teams that were all still in it. But I don't think the Rangers or Vancouver will make the final. And I know that's going to disappoint people who cheer for Vancouver. Sorry, Harrison. But
don't feel bad. They've been disappointing us for years.
So. You never know. Maybe they'll turn it around. But yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think Chicago and Pittsburgh as well, they're just too strong. Although the winner of the St. Louis LA series, I think, has a pretty good shot too.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat, but a St. Louis Pittsburgh final could be a possibility too.
That could be. I wouldn't count LA out either, or Detroit for that matter.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's not going to go along. While they're going to cause some problems and probably get to the second round, but I don't think they're going to, they're kind of rebuilding and everything too, but they're a nice little team, but I don't think they they're not going to go the distance.
If Howard can be hot though.
Yeah, he's good, but
they got the experience, so who knows, but they don't have Lidstrom. Yeah.
Oh, without Lidstrom, nothing is possible anymore.
And Father Travis, so I'm going for Chicago, Pittsburgh, and a Pittsburgh win because, well, I think they're just too deep, but I want a Ginla to win.
Yeah.
But Chicago, they are just a very deep team too. So I'm going to say, yeah, Pittsburgh, and it's probably going to be a good 6 or 7. Father Travis just texted me back, and he's going with the same picks he had at the start of the season.
Who's that?
Boston and Vancouver.
He's living in a dream world.
Oh, well, when he listens to this episode, if he listens to this episode, he can respond.
Yeah, you can tell him. He's a Barbie girl living in a Barbie world.
Oh, dear. yes, we priests are so
trendy.
Charitable. Charitable, yeah.
Words trendy. That's like 1993 or something. That song was popular.
Oh dear, something like that. Something like that.
All right. Any other predictions in my foresight for the future? I can tell you.
Who wins the Grey Cup in the CFL? If we're going to just make like completely random predictions, why not?
Well, let's move away from the customary trend of just picking the
our favorite team, the Rough Riders.
Yeah, yeah, let's say Montreal.
You know what? If we're not picking the Riders, you know, if that's not the case, I'm going to say Hamilton. They got Kent Austin as their coach.
He was a one-time wonder.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't think he's going to.
Okay, how about the Super Bowl? Let's go way into the future.
Oh, I have no idea, man. I'm not in touch enough with that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Major League Baseball. Does it say Atlanta? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're starting pretty hot.
What do you think of the chances that the Blue Jays actually make the playoffs?
Slim to none.
And Slim just left town.
basically.
Carlos, yeah. Slim just left town. Yeah.
Yeah. CFL season, I think, should be a great one, though. So many changes. It's very unpredictable.
It's always fun. So few teams, so many crazy fans.
Yes. All right. Well, we've had some fun debates on this. We're probably stirring up a bit of discussion for the people who are listening right now. So we want to hear from you what mistakes you think we made.
going to Regina last year.
Or even with, say, the NHL picks. Anyway.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. So go to the sportsfathers.com, comment in the show notes, or go over to facebook.com/thesportsfathers or twitter.com/sportsfathers. Let us know what you think. Let us know what your picks are. Obviously, by the time you listen to this episode, there will be some more knowledge about which teams won where tonight. That was a great English sentence. So, yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
I think possibly you leave message.
Exactly. Me fail English? That's impossible. All right, until next time, keep fit and have fun.
God bless and goodbye.